how can I place a hold on my ex-spouse's retirement account? So this can be tricky. You know, first, right off the bat, you know, not all accounts can be frozen. For example, federal plans, such as FERS plans, military plans, many private pension plans have no freezing procedure. And basically, it's a race to the quadro attorney's office to get your quadro done to ensure that your benefits are not disposed of and the money is still there for you to take. Some plans will put a hold on, however. One method is a notice of adverse interest. And if you email me at david@quadrodivision.com, that's D-A-V-I-D at Q-D-R-O-D-I-V-I-S-I-O-N.com, and ask for a copy, I'll give you my template. I think you may be able to find it on my website as well in random places. But a notice of adverse interest simply notifies the plan that you have a interest in it, and they should not allow your ex to dispose of the assets in the retirement account pending a court order from the family court. And in the notice of adverse interest, you want to make sure you identify your ex by name, social security number, date of birth, employee number, if you have it, so that the employer can properly identify them. And something as simple as saying, you know, I have a divorce proceeding pending. My case number is ABC123, whatever the case may be in this county. Please do not dispose of the assets because they are at issue and I have an interest in them. And then identify the ex. Many employers will comply with that. Some of them have limitations. They'll place a hold for only 6 months or 12 months or 18 months. Some will place it indefinitely. So that's a notice of adverse interest is one way to freeze up your ex's accounts to prevent them from cashing them out. Another way to do it is a joinder. So in California, there's a judicial council form, FL. There's a chart for who accepts joinders or not, FL 318. There's also judicial council forms. There's like six forms, joinders. They're kind of a pain to deal with. I have a free joinder generator on my website so that if you fill in your information, hit submit, it'll pre-populate all those forms. A joinder has to be filed at court, served on your ex, served on the plan. So it's a little bit more cumbersome than a notice of adverse interest, but that's another method for freezing up accounts for those plans that do accept joinders. Draft quadros is another way. Many plans interpret a draft quadro as a notice of adverse interest. Draft quadro just means it hasn't been filed yet. So, for example, if you download CalPERS Community Property Booklet, there's some templates in there of sample quadros. You fill that out with the information. You fax it off to CalPERS. That will prevent your ex from retiring and collecting benefits from CalPERS. If they are already retired, they will put a 50% hold in place and hold half of those retirement checks until they receive a filed division order, a quadro, technically a DRO for CalPERS, but they will hold the money there for you sort of indefinitely until they receive a court order dividing the funds. Interestingly, CalSTRS, the teacher's pension in California, does not have the same procedure, so they will not put a hold in place. However, what they will accept for collection of arrears, if you've been missing checks, you're unbeknownst to you, your ex started collecting checks, they'll accept supplemental quadros to garnish arrears. So you do the division order to divide benefits going forward, and then you do a supplemental division order to garnish your ex on top of that. Of course, there's other collection methods available out there. You know, the thing that I just note is don't rely on these to freeze up the accounts. Like I said, many plans just simply don't accept it. And the reason they can do it is many plans are governed by federal law. They're federal ERISA law, all the private plans, just about. And so it's basically optional that they comply with these sort of requests to freeze up plan benefits until a quadro is served on them. And so while many of them will freeze up benefits, many of them will not. And so again, you just want to kind of get that quadro done and race to your quadro attorney's office to ensure that your ex doesn't dispose of those benefits before you're able to get paid from them. One more thing I should note is there is available in the judicial council forms a request to the court to transfer funds into a blocked account. So, for example, if there is a IRA account, you can request that the court transfer those funds in the IRA account to a blocked IRA account so that the funds cannot be released without a court order. And that's a form in the judicial council forms, at least in California, they have that.